Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And by telephone today, the president, CEO of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So last week, we talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly, the good being the relatively robust budget surplus that the legislature found themselves in going into this session, the bad being that there couldn't be an agreement on particularly education and transportation at the legislature, and finally, the ugly being the very fact of a special session. Marnie has a question for you, Brad.
So because of the election last fall, this was supposed to be the session of rural, or at least rural was supposed to be, you know, getting a lot of attention. How did rural Minnesota come out this time?
Well, in measurable and unmeasurable terms, I can say, so from the unmeasurable, every conversation that happened at the Capitol, there was someone bringing out the question of how does this affect rural Minnesota? Or what does rural Minnesota get or think about this? So, you know, that's hard to measure in dollars and cents in certain policies, but overall, I have never seen so much attention put towards rural Minnesota's concerns and thoughts and opinions. From a measurable standpoint, you know, there's, again, probably the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, the good was there was some targeted funding for workforce development through grant programs, workforce housing. You know, there's pockets in this state that have tons of jobs and tons of opportunities, but their communities really run into housing for employees. And they targeted it for towns under 5,000. So that's definitely a rural provision. The Ag Bill funded the newly developed crisis in the avian flu. That's an economic hurdle that the state is dealing with. Over $310 million already lost. Higher Ed Bill does pretty decent for two-year schools and okay for four-year schools. But, you know, from the bad and the ugly, you know, the transportation piece, the hang-up over the gas tax, as we know, gas tax from a rural perspective, it affects rural folks a little bit more than it does the metro residents, just based on the fact that we drive more miles in bigger vehicles. But, you know, we have a lot of miles of roads that need repair in rural Minnesota, so we need a long-term transportation plan. And I think the legislature is agreeing on that. They're even roughly agreeing on the dollar amount. It's anywhere between $7 and $10 billion over the next 10 years. So now it's the funding mechanism to make that happen. And I would point out there was some very significant nursing home long-term care reform in the Health and Human Service bill that will essentially blow up the formula and allow folks to start over, acknowledging that the formula that was set into place years and years ago is not meeting the needs of today's seniors. And that's very important to rural Minnesota. We will see the effects in rural Minnesota quickly in that area.
Well, Brad, thanks a lot for your input on our program today. Brad Finstead, the president, CEO of the Center for Rural Policy and Development.
Thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.